Thank you. First of all, let me just say that I am not an expert in vector management, but I didn't stay at Holiday Inn last night either, but I thought rather than just having another, you know, we've canceled the presentation, I put something together recently, and I just wanted to kind of give you an overview of what the WHO is doing. Please don't ask me any technical questions because I won't be able to ask them. If you do, I'll refer them back to Kate. But I want to just kind of give you a little bit of overview of what the World Health Organization, how they look at the vector management, and also couple of other things. For those of you that have come in late, we have lots of brochures and everything from IRAC in the back. Please take them. We don't want to carry them back with us. So there's a lot of good information about insect resistance management just from both a vector management point of view as well as from a crop management point of view. So please pick up any brochures. So let me just get through here. So the World Health Organization was 1948 when it was established. And going to the next slide, the way they view it, and like I said, I don't work for World Health. They don't pay me anything, so I'm just taking the information I got from their website. But they believe that they're the directing and coordinating authority for a lot of these health issues. And so they've been instrumental over the years in putting a lot of this together. And also that they feel responsible for providing the leadership and making sure that the word goes out. And a lot of this is really related to developing countries. And just to kind of highlight what vector control, it really is, as mentioned, it's really the best way to control the malaria and the other diseases that are being transmitted. And also, the whole principal objective is to reduce the mortality, and this is mortality not only of the insects, but also mortality of the human beings. And as you've heard so far today, there's lots of different ways. I mean, it sounds to me, and like I said, I'm kind of new to this, the jury's still out about, you know, the best way to do it, and to me it sounds a lot like crop protection. You know, it varies depending on where you are, so this is the same way. There's no really one answer fits all, and a lot of times, you know, the simpler the better. And just to kind of highlight this, you know, a lot of the choices really depend on, you know, the economic situation, what, you know, the surrounding is, you know, what people, you know, necessarily view as a problem, and how they're going to get this information out, and how they're going to also, you know, understand of controlling it. So that's what this slide's about, and this is important. I think this it's really about a systematic approach. You know, one way of controlling the vector is not necessarily the right way, and so you have to look at both the nets, the residual control, larvicides where it makes sense. So really a systematic approach is important, but understanding that you can't always do the complete systematic approach every place you go. And the integrated vector management is where this comes into play. And just to re-highlight some of the things, the indoor residual sprays, IRS, I always thought it meant something else, and also the insecticide-treated nets, these are considered two of the measures that are most commonly used, and depending on where you are, one is used more frequently than another, or they both can be used together. And as I mentioned before, you know, there's a lot of decisions or a lot of information that has to be understood before you say this is the best way to control the insects. You know, you have to understand what the bionomics are. You have to understand whether or not you can even get the insect nets out to the various people. You have to really look at it a whole system approach. And I don't think, you know, it's vector management to me seems very similar to the crop management. This one is the key, is that, you know, if you don't have a good infrastructure as far as getting the nets out, getting the information to the people, really won't work, and that's key. And, you know, a lot of these developing countries, the infrastructure is not there, and as Kate mentioned, you know, certain times of the year the roads aren't even there. So I mean, it's all well and good to have a good program, but if you can't get out there, it's not going to be very useful. And what this is saying is, it's important. You can't just pick one aspect and say, I'm going to just control the adults or I'm going to control that. You have to have kind of like overall approach, and it's really important and this is probably, you know, the ideal state is that you have high coverage and it ensures that all the mosquito nets are treated, and the long-lasting insecticide is important because of the fact that if you just have a short residual or it doesn't last very long, the person could be using it for years and only have, you know, 2-month effectiveness. But this is kind of the ideal state. If we could reach this state in every place, I'm sure we wouldn't have as many problems with mosquitoes and malaria. And the larval control is interesting because as in some of the pictures you can see the larvae are, it seems like they're everywhere. And in the tropics it's raining a lot, and so you might control them one day and then 2 weeks later you have more mosquito larvae. So this one's probably one of the more difficult areas to really get good management is the larval control. And what this slide is saying is that you need to have contracts. Now, when I look at this, it looks a little bureaucratic to me, and you know, how do you really get people to sign on to this? So, but it's still, to me, the education is really important. People have to recognize that, you know, they have a problem and how they're going to go about controlling it. So, okay. And then this is something that Byron mentioned in his presentation. You know, monitoring and evaluation of actual programs. Are these programs working? What Kate was saying, you know, are there other things out there that we haven't really considered as, you know, the best control measures? You know, there's probably a lot of opportunities, but there hasn't been enough thought put behind it, or maybe people haven't done enough testing. So really, monitoring and evaluation is really the key in understanding whether or not the programs are working. And then the vector resistance, well, it looks like if you look at a lot of the slides in the previous presentations, the vector resistance is already out there. But what level of resistance is there? And if there are ways of alternating different modes of action, or maybe focusing one mode of action against the larvae, another mode of action against the adults, that might be a way to do it. I'm not suggesting that's the way. But, you know, monitoring is really key to really understanding how severe the problem is. Because if the insecticides are not working and you keep repeating them over and over again and they're not having control, then you really haven't been successful in the program. And resistance management tactics, and like I said, there's lots of information from the IRAC website and also in the brochures in the back. You can look at that. And what this slide is telling me is that it's really key, and I'm not saying that this is always possible, but when there is an epidemic, if measures can be taken quickly, it's better to try to control the epidemic as quickly as possible, because that way you're not then having, you know, additional outbreaks and everything. But it's, you know, the key part is really, and it goes back to the monitoring, is understanding where some of these epidemics are and what you can do about the epidemics. And basically what this is saying is it's still important to look at all the various aspects and where they apply in terms of both larvicides, adulticides, the nets, the residual sprays. And this is saying, you know, it's one thing to, it's about timing, it's about understanding the biology, it's about understanding where the insects are living, and I think this is kind of a general principle that you can apply to not only vectors but to everything really, because if you spray when the insect's not there, you've basically wasted the spray. Or if you spray and it only comes out at night, and you spray during the day, then you've wasted the spray too. So really you have to understand about the ecology of the insect in order to be able to control it. And this is an important, you know, it has to be a community-wide effort. It can't be just localized, because if you have the problem spread throughout the community, it's key. Okay, and so for additional information, this is a website. In fact, there's a 72-page document. I tried to read it all last night, but I ran out of time. But www.who.int/malaria/docs. There's a lot of information on the WHO website that if you want more about that. So I don't have anything else to say. Anybody have any questions? Thank you.